And finally today, Pope Benedict XVI urged governments and healthcare workers to show concrete gestures of love to people suffering from infectious diseases. Speaking to members of the Pontifical Council for Pastoral Healthcare at the end of a two-day meeting on palliative care, the Holy Father said the stigma of infectious disease must be eradicated. Emma McCarthy has this report.
In his address, Pope Benedict recalled how, alongside the generous service and concrete gestures of love shown towards people suffering infectious diseases, there are also many injustices.
Termini quali lebbra, peste, tubercolosi, AIDS, Ebola.
He said that many people with infectious diseases are forced into segregation and sometimes marked by a humiliating stigma. The Pope lamented that the seriousness of these situations is highlighted by the disparity of social and economic conditions between the north and the south of the world. He said such situations must be answered with concrete initiatives.
I think time is long overdue. There is need to finance the healthcare system in African countries.
Ugandan Father Dominique Matuni is participating in the two-day summit.
Establish systems that can be affordable because many people are poor. Survival is difficult and you need money. The partnership between governments need to also look at other possible partners like the church.
Here Pope Benedict XVI highlighted the Church's rich tradition of care for the sick, which, he said, must be kept alive by exercising charity towards the suffering, so as to ensure the dignity of the individual and the identification of the sick with Christ. He added that all initiatives are inadequate if they do not make love for man perceptible.
L'identificazione di Cristo al malato.
In this context, he mentioned attitudes of indifference or even of exclusion and rejection, which he said are also sometimes shown towards the sick in societies fixated with well-being. Such an attitude is also favoured by the image projected by the media of men and women prevalently concerned with physical beauty, health and biological vitality. This, noted the Pope, is a dangerous cultural tendency that encourages people to focus on self, to close themselves into their own little world and to avoid committing themselves to serving others who are in need.
Vorrei accennare ad esempio alla equa distribuzione delle risorse.
Finally, Pope Benedict XVI underlined the importance of collaborating with various public institutions in order to ensure that social justice is practiced. In this context, he mentioned the equal distribution of resources for research and therapy, as well as the promotion of living conditions that can prevent the outbreak and spread of infectious diseases. I'm Emer McCarthy.